That's one of the teachers leaving a ratification session last night in Kleinhans after hours of talk led to what BTF President Phil Rumore says was an overwhelmingly positive vote in favor of the contract. He says it's not everything the union might want, but it's a compromise. There are raises in the three-year agreement, but the union also agreed to longer school days and years and more payment for health insurance for active teachers and those who retire in the future. Rumore says the raises toward the top of the salary scale were necessary.
When it all is said and done, the upper end of the salary schedule is where, and the upper end of the salary schedule is where we need to concentrate on, because we have to make this a career so that people have something to look forward to. And I think overwhelmingly the teachers said, this is, you know, something, it's not all we want, but I think it was almost unanimous that people said, we'll ratify this.
Rumore says that means the top scale for a teacher will be $96,000 a year at the end of this three-year pact. That's comparable to what the suburban districts are paying, which current salaries are not. School Superintendent Kreiner Cash had made the contract a priority in his new education bargain and sat in the bargaining sessions, which Rumore says made the agreement possible. Cash says this will help teachers.
This is the plank that says we want to have a new professional partnership with our teachers, pay them competitively and fairly, and make sure that they can do their best work, support them to do their best work every day. This agreement does that and more, and we're very excited about it.
Both Rumore and Cash say they hope veteran, experienced teachers don't see this contract as a reason to retire and instead see it as a way to stay and keep good teachers in the classrooms. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.